John says he's only hearing me, and that's probably because I'm always louder. So you probably need to come up some more.
Play Clay on Friday, for sure. Clay here as well.
Well, you've got a hardware, Clay.
Well, I'm going to play Clay on
Yes,
Friday,
sir, I do. I built my Clay.
Clay here is
And I, in fact,
play Clay
built
on
a new
Friday.
Case around that.
Again.
Just only goes to show that after a year of doing this, we still have no idea what's going on.
This is the large Shane monster coming after all Dutch students.
Well, what we do is that sort of this thing we do where we're putting out radio and we're watching a chat room. We have our own unique way of doing things, that's for sure. I love it.
Yeah, and by the way, Paul, congratulations on becoming an admin on our site. You're not just a regular folk, you're also administration and everything, so way cool, man. By the way, Paul.
Oh yeah, promotion. Yay.
Really done a lot with your pay increase with your promotion, Paul.
By the way, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, everything to the power of zero. You know, that's okay. Jan doesn't have to do this all himself, and Howard's been very busy. Although Howard's come back a bit, and is doing a lot more. We're trying to get the site better into shape. And it does take maintenance, and it does
really
certainly take a little bit of time every day, and I think it takes a lot more time for some people.
Yeah, everything to the power of zero, you know, that's okay.
I'm sorry, Keith, I can't hear you.
Jan doesn't have to do this all himself. Howard's been very busy, although
Howard's... Hats off.
Yeah, everything to the power...
To Paul and Jan and other admin out there who are constantly defending our site from those malevolent spammers from around the world.
Well, Jan solved most of that. Now we just have the ones that go by hand. They're another story, but there's not so many of them. But there's always a new angle, and I gotta say, Jan keeps on top of that stuff. As soon as he tells me what he thinks is going on, it's like, oh, yeah, I see it too.
And by the way, guys, there's a little bit of history about Jan. It was told to me by Howard in the interview that I did with Howard on electromusic.com radio not too long ago, and he said that he wanted to expand the electromusic.com forum by including the Nord Modular mailing list, and the theory was that if you could get Jan Punter to participate in your forum, then you would have everybody on your forum. And if you couldn't get Jan Punter to participate in your forum, then nobody would be interested in the Nord Modular mailing list.
Yeah, I heard that story too.
So it all hinged on Jan, and now Jan is the Blue Ninja. We joke around and we call him Silly Ribs because he's so good at so many things.
So it looks like Jan's began to participate quite a bit.
Yeah, I heard that story too. I like hearing his music. He's one heck of it. I mean, there's another one, right? The washing machines. We haven't talked about that. We've done like a year of... That was a big thing that we were doing instead of open port nights. We were doing washing machines, right? Remember all of that?
So,
that was the first.
So, looks like Jan's began to participate quite a bit.
Yeah,
we did start doing them early on.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that Jan and washing machines was probably right away at the start when we started doing this stuff.
As far as I can recall, the very first thing that we ever did was play around with Jan's washing machine. In fact, I remember the term washing machine came from the sounds that the thing made when we first tried it on. As far as I can recall,
the washing machine also is one thing that's
I think you're on the radio, Keith.
The washing machine also is one thing that's live internet collaborations.
Yeah, I mean, the washing machine was like one of the first real live kind of jamish things we've done, and we've tried a couple of different ways of doing it, and some of them work better than others, don't
they? Yeah, I mean, the washing machine.
Yeah, like I've got the transmogrifier, and we do Birch transmogrifier, which is a wonderfully interesting performance that we've done twice now. There's a lot you can do with delay lines in different ways. I also remember the Insane Show. You guys remember the Insane Show?
Oh, I remember it, yeah.
Yeah, that was with Steve. That was an early performance of Steve. In which we used the internet itself as the delay line for our music, and it was made just all kind of wacky sounds. I got a little more music.
Yeah, it sounds like a grand idea. How long are you doing this show, anyway?
Well, I don't know. It's over time, but we can go on as long as we want. Are you getting tired?
How long are you doing this show, anyway? Well, I'm getting tired, but that's because I need to go to bed soon. That's just me.
Yeah, well, you're in England, and it's late there, so... What, after midnight?
Yeah, 1:15.
Well, why don't we say a fair fond well to Edison Rags and let him get some sleep and play a little bit of music on the show.
I'll ask Magnetron and see, but I can. Good night, Paul. It's fun talking with you.
Likewise, guys.
Magnetron says he'll stay. N-O-I-C-E, noise.
Noise. Just imagine. Huge blocks of concrete. Like machinery-driven, massive, huge blocks of concrete. That's what this song is all about.